So it is wonderful to have all of you here today. Today I'm talking about patience. Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Right? We've all heard the saying, patience is a virtue. And that means patience is a behavior showing high moral standards. Patience is a virtue. Examples of virtue would be honesty, courage, compassion, fidelity, self-control, generosity, and integrity. I'd like to take a moment in prayer. May we have the kind of faith to say, "Blessed be your name, Lord." Even in our times of impatience, may each scenario that may lead to impatience only foster patience as we totally trust in the Lord. We know this world does not have the last word. We know our Redeemer lives, and we give you thanks. You are righteous, you are good, you are loving and wise. You love each of us so much that you sent your Son for us, and we so give you thanks. We ask you, Lord, to keep the hope of Christ's return ever present in our minds. Amen. James gets very practical for all believers when he shares that Christianity is a faith that works when we keep Christ in our hearts. He was aware of those who did not have a true relationship with Christ as they entered the church. They were playing church. In Hebrews 12:1, it reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked for us." Life seems to only continue to speed up and speed up and speed up. A story about speeding up in my life was when my kids were little and I was taking them to school. I had two little ones, so getting myself ready, getting them ready, getting in the car, going. It happened to be a rainy day, so the galoshes and the umbrellas and the raincoats, and we quickly got ourselves ready to go. I was driving them to school. They were at the time, and I got to the end of the driveway, and I had my raincoat on. It was long, and I looked down, and I had my slip on. I never put my skirt on for the day. So thank goodness I only got to the end of the driveway before I was like, oh my goodness, life is going too fast. At that point, we slowed down, went back, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to enjoy this time in the car with my kids. If they're late, they're late, and this has to stop, right? So we all go through experiences like that, and our lives are filled with these many, I call them patient testing experiences. It is so important to know that God's gifts and blessings are an inspiration to all of us who live devotedly to His will. An unknown author wrote, "Patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting." At times, we need to feel broken. We need to feel the brokenness and recognize that things won't always go our way and we can't fix everything. But we know that we are loved by God. Patience. It seems that I just got over losing my keys. Miss Kaylee just lost her keys this morning, so she can relate to this. When I find out that I left them stuck on the grocery cart, in the cart, it just fell out of my purse and then onto the cart. And then I have several messages to answer on my phone. And then there's doctor's appointments to make and the dishes are piling in the sink. Patience. Breathe. Patience. Praying for patience is a gift. We all have that gift. It's up to us to use it. Jesus is with us, and He is watching over us. Jesus is with me. Think that. Say that. Jesus is with me, and He's watching over me. I refuse to react in anger and become a member of the irritable people that are out there in this world. If I do that, these are the people I'm praying for. I'm praying for patience and love. And if I show irritability and anger, then I am becoming like them. I want them to see Jesus in me. I don't want to react like that. Another definition of patience is to endure or bear up under dire circumstances. Accept the circumstances. Consciously slow down. Personal experience would be teaching my son Matthew to drive. He has given me permission to share this, and for the most times when we went out, I was like this. Because he wasn't a very secure driver in the beginning, and I was so scared and so nervous for him. But what was worse was he could see my reaction, and that didn't help him to calm down at the wheel. He saw my reaction, and he was like, "Mom, stop!" And I'm like, "Look at the road! Look at me!" He was trying to encourage me as I was trying to encourage him. I just had to conscientiously slow down, breathe, and know that we would get through it. And he has his license, and he's doing really well. I did ask a neighbor to teach him how to drive, though. After a little bit, I got someone else who was a little bit more calmer. James wrote about how those with more money and prestigious jobs were often treated so differently at church, a bit better than the regulars. James brings up the fact that people are treated differently according to their call, but he shares the need to be patient with all. The Lord is coming. Be patient with everyone. A woman in my community kept yelling at another lady for walking her dog, and the dog would go on her grass, and she'd come out and say, "Get the dog away, get the dog away." And my heart just ached, because the woman who was yelling didn't realize that this neighbor who was walking her dog was walking her dog for her personal health. She had a husband who had suffered a stroke and was severely handicapped. And I just thought, like the yelling neighbor, if she had any clue what an angel this woman was in caring for her husband, would not be out there yelling at this woman for walking her dog. We need to think, everybody comes carrying something. We need to shine with God's love. His lesson for us, wait patiently. For all the wrongs will be righted. I need to remind myself that I need to be patient with myself and with others as we are waiting for God to return. And I need to establish my heart because of the Lord's judgment. Each of us is responsible for what we carry in our hearts. That means to me, no grumbling about others or complaining about my life situation. I've gone on to try to figure out the life lessons that God is trying to teach me during the moments of impatience or unkindness or pain. Do you take the time to think, God is working in my life? What am I learning through this? It is with helpful anticipation of Jesus' coming that there is always hope for a better future. I'll be reading from James 5, starting at verse 7. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. Our faith is a faith of action. We must work hard and experience patient endurance. This is what the farmers do as they wait for their harvest. And I'm sure they do a lot of praying about the weather as well. There needs to be a prayer and hope while waiting. With expectation. There is always encouragement found in God's word. Turn to the word. Read the Bible. And as we practice persistent patience, know there are rewards in heaven for each of us. In my household, my parents are 85 and 86, and we certainly talk about the rewards that are in heaven. They're not eager to go to heaven, but they are eager to see and know that God is there, and it will be a wonderful place. Talk about it. Know it. We will have troubles and doubts in this world. There will be injustices and unfairness. The Lord sees and hears all things. Do not resort to complaining about what others. Each one of us will have to give an account of our Christian lives. It does not matter who is on whose side when you are a child of God. Live for the kingdom. Resist being caught in the crossfire of daily issues. Daily issues, all you need to do is turn that TV on, and you will hear them and see them. Jesus comes as a judge to the world. Christians need to love others to build them up and not fall into anger and pain. Anger can lead us to unloving others or to turning others away from God. Our impatience could be the stumbling block for someone who is unsaved. Others, people of all ages, they are watching us just as we are watching them. We need to have Christ in our hearts. James 5, starting at verse 10. For examples of patience in suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy. Job shows us tremendous perseverance as he refused to curse the Lord despite his severe sufferings. Job 1:20-22. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. And then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's room, and naked I will depart. The Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by changing God with wrongdoing. Job's words were overwhelming, humbling, and encouraging. I find it so amazing that after all of his sorrow, Job was able to worship God. I pray we have the ability to pray for grace whenever sadness enters into our lives. May God help us stand on our faith always when the tough days come. As we feel God was treating Job, he was compassionate and merciful. And Job's story has been used over and over to teach about perseverance and patience. Job was a better man at the end of all of his ordeals. James 5:12. But most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or earth or anything else. Just say a simple yes or no, so that you will not sin and be condemned. God fully intends for each of us to emerge from our trials with a greater understanding of his unfailing love and compassion. He will never deal with us in a mean-spirited way. Our yes to Christ means a yes to our consistency of godly speech, as well as our actions. Know that the Lord is coming. Our yes permits us to think how short our waiting time may be. So do not be impatient or quarrel with anyone. All things will be set right by our Lord Jesus Christ. Practice forgiveness. Knowing this should encourage patience in every situation. We are not promised a life free of suffering, but God will always provide grace to endure the suffering. He intends for us to pull through with a clearer understanding of his unfailing compassion for us. He is with us when we are in disagreements, when we lose our keys, when we are unable to pay a bill, when we feel sad because the world is changing so quickly, when we catch COVID, when we experience depression. He is with us. I recently read, "Do you struggle to believe God can use you in this season of life you are in? You never know what God may be cultivating in and through each of you today for his purposes tomorrow." Listen to this Greek proverb: 1 minute of patience, 10 years of peace. We like to practice a little bit of patience. And so if all of you would uncross your legs while you are sitting. Place your feet forward firmly on the floor. Put your hands on your lap. Maybe wiggle your shoulders a little bit. Go ahead and close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in. Breathe out. Can you feel your heartbeat? Breathe in, breathe out. How many of you have your mind going on, what are you going to do next? What do you think of the next? What do I have to get done before I start work tomorrow? First, I do the grocery shopping. Let that go. Breathe in the love of the Lord. Breathe in. Breathe in that Jesus allows you to have patience. Breathe out things that you're worried about, things that have you stressed. Breathe in. Think, when was the last time I was totally patient, at peace, knowing that the Lord loves me? He loves each of us. Open your eyes slowly. Breathe in. Maybe wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your toes. He loves each of us so unconditionally.
Sometimes when we lose our patience, that's when things start to go wrong. Our patience attracts happiness. How many of us worry about things that haven't even happened yet? It may be difficult, but with patience, life becomes a bit easier. And in today's world, that is good news. With Jesus, life becomes easier. That is good news. God has always shown tender mercies and love toward us. Psalm 25:6 reads, "Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past." Psalm 51:1, "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stains of my sins." We should practice patience and mindfulness. What are our thoughts? Where are they going? Do I need to ask for forgiveness? Do I need to give more thanks to Jesus for the gifts we have? Be present. Be present without judging yourselves. Be present without judging yourselves or others. How quickly that comes out. Establish your heart and let your faith be firm. A biblical cure for impatience is found in hope and steadfast love. May Jesus bless each of you with a very patient week filled with love. Amen.